Hello and welcome to the Heartworking Dad Podcast. This podcast is for first generation Christian dads who are just trying to figure out how to lead their family and follow after Jesus and grow their faith. I am your host, Gabriel Perez, and this week's episode, I want to talk about personal development. But before I go there, I just want to share a story actually. That just happened today. We were celebrating my son's birthday, and as we're out doing the things that we're gonna do, we came to a stop sign, and there's just this homeless man with a dog with a sign, and there's just we all felt in our hearts like just this we didn't have any cash. I wish I had some cash to give to this man. I don't have a dollar. I think that's what I said, man. I don't even have a dollar to give this guy. And you know, I think we all kind of felt it, but then that was it. We, you know, didn't have a dollar, didn't have any money, so what do? We go on with our day, right? But then my son says, well, the next best thing we can do is pray for him. And I was encouraged and convicted. And that's okay. You know, the conviction, I think, was good. It was, you know, because that's what all conviction is. It is for good. It's for the heart. But I was encouraged by my son in his heart to just, you know, the faith, the way he just said, well, even though like silver and gold, I have none, but this I do have. And so he continued, he said, turn down the music, Dad. And we turned it down and he prayed for this gentleman. And I just was so encouraged because I told him, I was like, I'm so thankful for your heart that God has given you. You've got just a heart of gold. And if I'm being truthful, I didn't think to pray. I didn't think to do that. I just went on with my day. And that's where the conviction came. And I think it's twofold. It's the conviction because, you know, that's something I, as a father, as a husband, I should think about that. I should, you know, this is a way that I can model to my family. But then in another area, I'm actually encouraged because he's taken that and he's doing that. We have raised him, you know, I haven't failed that much as a new Christian father in raising my family up because my son thinks to pray for this man. And so there's also an encouragement. And I think that is great. You know, that I didn't walk away with my head down, like, oh, beating myself up there. But there was like, you know, I'm learning too from my son. I'm learning from being a father. And that's great. I think as fathers, we want our children to surpass us. And the battles we face as a first generation Christian dad, we're going to fight those battles. So when our sons are grown up, they're not going to fight those battles. They're going to have battles of their own to fight. But those battles, it's going to be more foundational for them. And so there is an encouragement for you dads who are you're fighting on the front line. Shout out to my brother, Matt, Frontline Podcast for Christian Men. I find myself saying that on the front line because you truly are. But, you know, for you first generation Christian dads fighting on the front line for your family, feeling sometimes as a failure, feeling like you're not doing good enough, feeling like, man, I'm just failing my family, I'm failing, you know, modeling what it is to go after Christ, just know that it is not in vain, that the road you are paving is building a foundation for your children and their children. So just keep at it. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Keep fighting that battle. So that's just my encouragement. And that just happened today. And that's actually kind of why I kind of came to this podcast, because at first I was like, I don't want a podcast just to podcast. I don't want to record just to record, like, oh, I need to put out an episode every week. I really want to find something genuine to say and speak on, because otherwise it's just words, right? And so with that, hope you guys are doing well. Hope the new year is going well for you. This new year has been sort of a battle for our family through some personal things, but it is a new year, and you know, we're walking with God through every aspect of it. Which, you know, I'll talk about some of the things that, in a later episode of some of the things that I'm doing. But I wanted to talk about this because it's actually been on my heart. And I think it's probably one of the things that has gotten me to where this turn of, the podcast has gone, where Heartworking Dad has gone. And that is personal development. I have to admit, I am a personal development addict, if that's even a thing. Actually, I think I'm pretty sure it is a thing. And what I mean by that is, man, I've read so many books on trying to be better at this. And then, you know, first, you know, if I share a little bit about my story, and I probably have over time in this podcast, but one of the things that got me to Christ was I was in this, not a pyramid scheme, but it certainly felt like one. I mean, if I just say what it is, you're going to be like, that's a pyramid scheme. You know, like I recruit someone, then they recruit two friends, and then they recruit three friends. And then, you know, before you know it, we're all making millions of dollars, right? And then you draw the outline and it's a pyramid, you know, like The Office. If you've seen that episode with Michael Scott, I was in that. And with those types of businesses, there is a lot of personal development going on. And that's one of the things that, you know, I knew about God. I'd read the Bible and stuff. But, you know, as I'd gone to these things, these guys were like, I'm a Christian. And I'm not judging if they're Christian or not. But they're, I'm a Christian. They would quote the Bible. And they're like, I read the Bible once a day. You know, I read a chapter a day. And so it's like, okay, well, I'm going to read a chapter a day. I'm going to read these books, How to Win Friends and Influence People, The Richest Man in Babylon. I'm going to read Think and Grow Rich. And, you know, all these books you just start reading. And before I knew it, I became a complete fraud. Like, I came to a point where I was just kind of disgusted by myself. And I had this dream that just said, I must decrease so he could increase. Wasn't a Christian yet, but I had read the Bible at that point. I read a good amount of the Bible, not all the Bible. And so I knew of that scripture, but I was like, I think that was right after I got saved. It's a little foggy. It's been, I don't know, 13 years? Yeah. So anyways, Matthew 6:33, I read that, convicted me. I ended up going to a Christian church, got saved, and then I ended up quitting this business, having that dream of I must decrease so he could increase. But personal development, and here we are. I'm in the podcast sphere. I was in the Instagram sphere, and the whole thing is you present this picturesque, perfect self that knows the right answers, that is doing the right things to be a leader, to be closer to God. You read all these books, and there, I don't want to put down personal development because it's good. Yes, we should grow. But what I do want to do is actually just, this whole point of this podcast is to caution personal development. Because while personal development helps grow the mind, I believe there could be, if we're not careful, a disconnect to our heart and to our relationship with Christ and how we view Christ. You know, there's these books like How to Win. So then you read this book, like How to Win Friends and Influence People, for instance. Great book. Kind of teaches you how to talk to people, how to conversate. But at the same time, influence. You know, using these techniques to get what you want. I mean, that was the purpose of us reading this book, is because we wanted to be able to build relationships so eventually we could sell to people, so we can, you know, get them to do more in their business, so it grows our business. You know, you think it's from the lens of benefiting other people, but at the same time, it's to serve your own needs. And there can be a real heart disconnect because we start using these things, becoming these people, and it may not be the heart that God wants for us. It may not be the way we need it, because we could be missing that connection. And so it was dangerous for me. I learned all these things, and it was just hard to And you just find yourself being a poser. You know, knowing how to conversate with people, knowing how to pique people's interest, knowing how to be interesting to other people or be interested in them because you know then it makes you more likable. You know, these things can start to get a little cloudy. Or what about money? You know, money books are good. Like, you know, these books are good. Like, but how to win at business or make money, then all of a sudden your focus becomes about money. How can I build a great business? How can I generate wealth? How can I develop leads? How can I be a successful salesman? Once again, not bad information, but doing this stuff can really hinder, I feel, the growth of the heart and who God really wants us to be. We have to take caution in these things. And that's really, you know, I've said this, I'm repeating myself, but that is the essence of what I'm saying is personal development isn't bad, but if you're in personal development, it can miss the heart. How many of us are new year, new me, and we, you know, let me read this book on this, let me get this fitness goal. And then even with fitness, that's another thing. It can just get diluted in the process. You become obsessed with being fit, but then, okay, what is the purpose of fitness? Is it so you can, you know, operate better in your home with your family, just have better health, or, you know, do you enjoy it? Or is it so you can just have that six pack? I'll be honest. I want a six pack. I really do. I don't know if I'll ever get one because I just love pizza and burgers, but I do. But then is that what is, you know, you see the distortion in this. Then we're chasing after the wrong thing. We're not chasing after to take care of our body, to take care of our temple, to be around. It becomes a different chase. And that's not to say that that wasn't what you meant when you started, but in the process, things can get diluted. And that's really what I'm in with this new year. I would caution you in your personal development journey. Don't stop. I'm not saying don't ever do it. I'm just saying be aware that your heart plays a factor in this journey. Your heart plays a role in your personal development. Don't be so concerned that you grow the mind and forget your heart. Because I've met a lot of people who are personally developed, but the character is missing. And you know what? That is me too. That is something that I've felt that I think I've had to just take a step back in. And the books that I read, because I do a lot of Audible, I like to drive. And then to just even say the past couple of years, I have taken off the winning method, the grow rich, all those other kind. I stopped and I was reading a lot of Christian books, grow your faith, develop your heart, you know, no lack, you know, reading good books. These are great books. But what happened to me in that area is I'm reading these books, not so much that I can grow in my faith, but that I can show that I'm growing in my faith, that I can be this man who has all this information about, oh yeah, well, Jesus said this, Jesus did this, and we need to operate like this. We need to, you know, there's just this false humility. And honestly, I think any one of these books that I've read, I could probably just sit on that book for a while now and just reread it and gain so much more from applying one book and just living with it than reading multiple books, reading all these different books to add to my list of accomplishments of books that I've read. So all that to say is just in the process of your growth, let us not ignore our hearts. Let us not ignore what Jesus is trying to speak in these moments. And that is something that now that I'm reading, I'm really trying to slow down on what I read. Currently, I was reading this book on The Fruits of the Spirit. It's really good, more like a bathroom book. But I've been going off and on, but trying to just digest it. So some books that I'm trying to really just slow down in is that book. And I guess as I'm outlining, I'm probably getting a lot of different books. But these books are something that is needed in the season. A book on prayer, on healing prayer, and then just doing a couple devotionals. Easy ones, like My Utmost for His Highest, 1 minute. And then The Ransomed Heart, little devotional I picked up at a thrift store. It's just a little excerpt from John Eldridge's book, like Sacred Romance, Beautiful Outlaw, and stuff like that, which I've read a lot of John Eldridge books this past couple years. Honestly, just great books. I've reread them multiple times. But those are books that I could just probably sit with and really grow in and develop in just certain aspects of these books and mature in that. I know that there's enough in one book to change your life. There's enough in these books to really make a change, but it's when we take these things from our mind into our heart and it becomes central and core to who we are. So read the book that you may need to read, but just know it needs to connect to your heart. And let us not lose ourselves in the process of personal development for personal development's sake. Growing just so we can say that we're growing. Growing so that we can have X, Y, and Z. The things that we get are ultimately, I want to say, they're blessings from us being, you know, but that even sounds like a personal development saying. You know, like, you only find success when you bless others and bring value to the market. It's like, yes, but that, I guess I don't want to validate that even more, but it's just in the essence, when you grow your heart, when you grow your faith, your relationship with Jesus in your walk, the blessing does just come because you're growing closer to Jesus. And I will quote this book that I'm reading from Healing. It's not a direct quote, but it's talking about healing in prayer. But one of the things says is we come to Jesus for healing. But what we don't realize is healing is actually the byproduct, because a lot of the people were saying that there was healing, but what really happened is I got closer to Jesus. And that is the treasure right there, is that in our growth journey, in our development journey, the real purpose is getting closer to Jesus. And when we do that, the change happens. So with that, I don't want to ramble more on the subject and I'll close the podcast. But gentlemen, appreciate you being here. Appreciate everyone who listens and continuously comes in to tune in. I hope you do find value in this podcast. And one other thing is that if you're interested, I talked about last week, there is a course that I have available. Guys, it's free. It's free for you. And I think the purpose of this course is really to kind of build a foundation in following after God and doing some heart work on yourself and in your family with Jesus. And it's really a lot of stuff I've gathered from these last couple books, a lot, and retreats that I've gone through. John Eldridge, Morgan Snyder, and some other books that have just really helped me. But it's free. It's all there. All you have to do is email me at theheartworkingdad@gmail.com. And with that, I'll pray and close this podcast out. Father God, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, we just come and give thanks and honor and glory that you are part of our lives, that we know you, that we get to have this intimate relationship that is truly life-changing, more than any book, more than any podcast, more than any sermon, Lord. It's you, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and Father God, that changes our being. You make us righteous through your blood, Jesus, and we just give thanks. And I would just pray over the men listening to this podcast in their heart and their journey, Lord, that throughout wherever they're at, whatever journey they're on and trying to grow and develop, Lord, that Jesus, you would be central in that journey, that we would never miss the opportunity to connect you in this growth, in our growth, and that you would be the point of the growth, Lord. It's just growing in Christ. And Holy Spirit, we just pray for your wisdom to come upon us, Lord, in this process, Lord, that we would connect our hearts to our minds, Lord, and they would ultimately just point to Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you are just a father who loves and cares and guides his children. And in this journey, you are guiding us. You are bringing the fruit, the lessons that we need to continue on this journey, Lord, and we just thank you. And so I pray that you would continue to bless our journeys as we, as those first generation dads, continue to, Lord, that you would be our guide in all of this. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.